All right. Hey, crew. Welcome to The Social Media Manager. I am your host, Dakota Jean, and I am so stoked for this week because I get to be a keynote speaker at Takeaway Conference that is happening this Thursday and Friday. I'm going to be speaking about an online community and how it is exactly that we can achieve this. You know, the word community is becoming another buzzword that people love to throw around, but they don't always know what it means exactly or how to create a community. So my speech this week is really going to dive into an actual plan to turn your audience into loyal, purchasing, loving fans of your brand. And you know me, I advocate for doing this all by not being salesy or pushy with your products. Some marketers disagree with me, so you'll just have to do what's best for your business. But from my many years of experience, being pushy and salesy is not a way to lead to sales or build an online community. So I'm really excited about the speech. If you are able to grab a ticket, today is the last day to do so. So head to itsyourtakeaway.com for more info, and I hope to see you there. As I am recording this episode, I am sipping on the most delicious red wine that a fellow named Brian shipped to me all the way from Washington as a housewarming gift. I know Brian from only a two-day online running coaching program we both did, and it's just so cool that the running community is as awesome as it is. We just all seem to get along without really even knowing each other. So as I'm sipping on this really nice wine, I couldn't help but think about how lucky I am. I am so grateful for my life and for everything about it. I complain a lot about how busy I am and how I get stressed, and sometimes life doesn't feel fair. Life wasn't fair when I was going through my breakup, or when I had to move mid-month, or when a plane flies overhead, or my upstairs neighbor is watching really loud TV while I'm trying to record this without any background noise. But the reality is that in another part of our world, an entire war is happening. People are dying. People are suffering. Our fellow sisters and brothers are struggling with real problems and stresses that I will never be able to comprehend. What's happening in Ukraine is an absolute atrocity. It is absolutely unacceptable. It is absolutely heartbreaking. And what makes it even more heartbreaking is that I can't do anything about it. Well, I guess there are some things we can do, right? We can support as much as possible using our social media. And this is where social media becomes really powerful. But it's important to note a few things, like making sure that you're holding yourself accountable for posting reliable information, posting at the right time versus maybe when it's not appropriate, and making absolutely sure that everything you post is authentic. Meaning you might mean well by reposting something, but make sure you know what you're talking about first. And if you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to sensitive topics, then that's when it's best to be silent and do your best to learn more. I know you'll remember back in May of 2020, when George Floyd was murdered, and it was understood if you were on the right side of history, that if you weren't a person of color, you needed to be silent. Whether it was your personal social media or a business account, if you were posting about your product or about anything, to be honest, then you were on the wrong side of history. And for all of us, this was a fairly new thing. We were all sort of learning together, right? But you should have some sort of gut instinct on what's right or wrong to post at certain times. With what's happening in Ukraine, it's a little different, but it certainly has some similarities. Sometimes it feels ridiculous to post anything when there's an actual war going on. However, this isn't the same situation as with George Floyd's murder, where we as citizens had a chance to truly make an impact and we did. I wouldn't say there's justice, but I would say that what we as a collective society decided to do by being quiet, listening, getting angry, protesting, learning as much as possible, and taking the oath to be better. It took several protests. It took white people understanding for possibly the first time their privilege and deep inner racism that maybe was never confronted with before. With what's happening with Putin attacking Ukraine, it does feel a little removed. We as a global society have the responsibility to look out for our fellow humans. But a war is something that is really beyond a lot of our comprehension. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we declared war on Iraq in 2003, almost exactly 19 years ago. The only social media we had back then was LiveJournal, and I don't even think that's really social media. MySpace didn't launch for another 5 months, so we only got our news from news stations and newspapers, not from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, YouTube. No, none of that existed yet. So now we get all of this information thrown at us, and we have to decipher what's real and what's fake and what's worth giving our money to and so on. I actually talk more about this in next week's episode. You'll hear from Kelsey Weekman, who is a journalist at BuzzFeed, and she has some really interesting things to say that I know you'll love to hear. So make sure to stay tuned for that. But I guess my advice for you, and mostly for business owners who conduct their businesses on social media, my advice is to spend a little bit of time on the social media channels you are active on. Get a feel for what people are posting, especially your following. Get a feel for how they're feeling and about what's going on. And then make a decision based on your gut reaction if what you had planned for that day is appropriate or not. But just remember that you're not going to please everyone all the time. For example, I think right now it's okay to keep posting about your business and maybe even talk about Ukraine a little or share things to your story, at least, that are showing that you are paying attention and care about people's lives. I think that, unfortunately, that's all we can really do right now. If you have the capacity as a business owner and you can give part of your sales to a credible organization that helps Ukraine citizens, then that might be really impactful. Like saying something like, I feel helpless right now and I want to do my part to help the Ukrainian people. I found this organization and we have decided that 10% of sales this month will go directly to this organization. Although this feels like a small gesture, we appreciate not only your business in helping us, but your business in helping others. You know, something like that. Now, another thing to remember with all of this is although Ukraine is under attack, it's extremely important not to put down Russians. Putin is the asshole here. Not the Russian people, not even the Russian soldiers, and certainly not any Russian here in the US or in other countries, you know, or Russian-owned restaurants and other businesses. So make sure that you're not blasting Russians. You're only supporting the Ukrainian victims. Okay. I just want to say that my personal community and the social media manager community is really kicking ass with this messaging. I love how progressive we are, and I see such a bright future with us leading the way in social media and the future of media in general. We as social media managers have a responsibility to do what's right for our world because our voice and our message is available for anyone to see. So we must be held accountable for what we do. And I have to say, the incredible social media managers that I follow and the incredible newcomers into this field, you're really doing a good job of understanding this concept. And I am proud to be among so many empathetic, caring individuals. So thank you for that. Okay, so I wanted to spend the first half of this episode really talking about what's happening in Ukraine and how it relates to us in social media, and really just the importance of posting appropriate things and seeing how we can help on a deeper level. You know, if that is just posting something to our stories, that's okay. You know, at least we're broadening that discussion. If you're a business owner, like I said, if you could maybe give a percentage of your sales to a credible organization, things like that really go a long way. I wanted to spend the second half of this episode talking about competition. And the reason why I'm putting these two together is because each segment was a little bit shorter, and I had pre-recorded the competition segment much earlier. I just didn't have a place to put it. So I hope that you are okay with that there's two topics this episode, and now we're going to talk about competition. I wanted to address something that some of you have sent messages to me about, which is competition. So there is a new social media podcast, and I received some messages from you that this was happening and wondering why they would do that and if I was mad or upset. The short answer is absolutely not. Many of you know by now, I started this podcast also very recently because I wanted to help people. From business owners who are overwhelmed with trying to figure out how to market their business on social media, to social media managers trying to grow in their field, I have been a supporter 100% since day one of uplifting others. My second podcast episode is all about trying to encourage more of you to be social media managers. If I was worried about competition, I wouldn't do that. I honestly believe that social media managers are necessary for businesses and that it is an ever-growing position that will require many more hands on deck to help out all of the businesses out there. I am so happy there is yet another resource for you to go and learn from. I have been in the industry professionally for 8 years now, so I'm confident that the information that I can relay to you will be passed off smoothly and into good hands. But I'm not the only one in this industry kicking ass. There are a ton of amazing people in social media that have been professionally learning this stuff for years and years, and that is exactly who you should be listening to. It's literally the only way to grow. I'm going to put it this way, because it's what I love the most. I coach, right? Like, I coach high school students and adults about running and working out. So as a high school track coach, for example, I get to influence our youngest, most curious minds and teach them about running fast. When you're first starting out in social media, you don't know everything, and neither do freshman track athletes. But you know enough because you're interested and you're willing to learn. So don't let any bullies say that you're doing it wrong, because you have to learn one way or another. Some of these bullies are like hoity-toity because they've been in social media, you know, for 5 years or whatever. You won't get that from me. I am here to empower you and make you believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then who else will? I invite you and empower you to listen to any podcast about marketing and social media. See if you vibe with it. See if it's for you. And if you're smart, which I know you are, you'll listen to all of the info you can and take the advice from the ones that you think are the most right for you and your situation. I heard some stat that I can't confirm, that most people who listen to podcasts listen to about 7 different ones. I will never believe that I have the only podcast you listen to. So to answer all of my concerned awesome socialites out there, I absolutely do not feel threatened, nor am I even remotely upset about this. I embrace it, and I'm sure there are many more podcasts to come. Okay, so that being said, I do want you to be careful about what you listen to. Some people are very self-serving and only do things to increase their business instead of yours. Or you see like a million carousel posts that have the same old information that ends up being flat out wrong. Take everything with a grain of salt and just remember to focus on you and your business. There are people who are so upset about competition and about newcomers or young people thriving that they complain about it instead of cheering each other on. If you're a new social media manager and put maybe some misleading information out there, it's okay. Admit your mistake and move on. But don't feel threatened because some of us oldie social media experts are out here complaining about it. Just cancel out the noise and move on and do your best to provide accurate information to your community. If you listened to my last episode, you'll remember that you are worth everything. Don't worry about being new in an industry that is, wait for it, new, okay? This is all new. Don't feel bad about trying to learn more about your field by putting yourself out there. Like, this is what you need to be better. Soon you're going to learn where you should be getting your information from, like from my newsletter or from credible people like Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, or like reverse hackers that I love to follow on Twitter. I'll link these all in the show notes. We're in this shit together, okay? There's no reason to divide us in social media because that just brings about hate and ageism and shit we don't need more of. So be proud, be you. And as you grow, keep looking forward. Always look forward. Always move fast. If you mess up in the process, acknowledge it and move on. You deserve to make it just like anyone else. So go create your own story and don't let anyone try to take it from you. And as a track coach, I must say, competition is necessary to win in anything. Nothing can be won alone. Okay, thank you for joining my TED Talk.
And I cannot wait to see you next week right here on the Social Media Manager. Thanks again. I'm Dakota Jean. And make sure to message me on Instagram. I love it when you guys do that. If you have more ideas of what you want to hear about, I am so game to talk about it. All right. See you later.